I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on October 1st, 2019. Google has announced TensorFlow 2, claiming improved performance and ease of use. Timed to coincide with the inaugural TensorFlow World Conference in Santa Clara, the announcement brought news of updates in several areas, including tighter integration of the Keras neural network library, standardization of the file format used to save models, and some improvements like eager execution by default aim to improve the Python development experience and make things more accessible to newcomers. Google also claims improved usability and inference performance with cloud GPUs, and a 3x speedup in training when using mixed precision on NVIDIA Volta and Turing GPUs. Elsewhere in the ML field today saw Streamlit, a machine learning startup, unveil its new open-source framework that aims to simplify the task of building tools for machine learning and data science teams. And, like TensorFlow, Streamlit should prove readily accessible to existing Python programmers. More good news for developers today, as Mozilla has launched a new YouTube channel focusing on web development. Featuring familiar faces like Miriam Suzanne and Jen Simmons, the channel will build into a series of short videos targeting web developers at all levels. The new channel aims to showcase Mozilla technologies and give the viewer an understanding of best practices when developing with modern web standards. A new release of the Rust compiler has added pipelined compilation, which may speed up builds by 10 to 20%. Pipelining uses metadata generated early in the build process to allow other modules further down the chain to start compiling in parallel rather than sequentially. The new feature, introduced in testing earlier this year, promises better performance when compiling libraries or binaries with dependencies, and should be most effective when optimizing for release. In less welcome news, a bug has been found in Rust versions prior to 1.26 that could allow malicious dependencies to be incorporated into a build. Users are being advised to upgrade to a more recent version as soon as possible. The Document Foundation has announced a competition to celebrate LibreOffice's anniversary. Next year will mark 20 years since OpenOffice first appeared, and 10 since LibreOffice was forked from it. To celebrate these events, the Document Foundation is running a competition to produce an open-source graphic around the 1020 theme for use in presentations and on event signage and swag. The competition will run until November 30th, with the winning artist being announced and the logo getting its first major public outing at FOSDEM 2020. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/17.